Hi, and thank you for joining me for this edition of Senior Talk. We are going to be discussing emergency response systems. They are so different than they used to be years ago. I'm very excited to have my friend, guest Cindy Smith. She is the manager of LiveSafe, Caring Calls, and Ross Care Operations at Northern Light Home Care and Hospice, and they do the LiveSafe emergency response service, which is really one of the best around. Cindy, thank you so much for being here. So this, I love, you know, I love this program very much because I think it's incredibly important, really, for anyone. We talk about seniors living alone and what if they fall, but I'm telling you, I've taken tumbles and been home alone and through the grace of God was able to get up and hadn't been hurt. So it's not just for seniors, it may be for the slightly clumsy as well. So you have a variety of services too that you do. And I think one of the things I want to get to is that I was surprised when I actually went online, and you do not need to have a landline anymore. So many people are getting rid of their landlines, and the LiveSafe or any of the emergency response services depended on a landline. And so talk to me about that.
Well, I agree. I mean, the landlines are, I hate to say it, but they're expensive. And so, you know, what was the traditional Ma Bell type of a phone service is expensive. And so then a lot of people have converted over to like the bundles with the cable company. However, that technology isn't the same as the traditional phone lines. And so what we find is that, you know, with the development of and the progression of technology with the cell phones, people have pretty much, and now with streaming and everything, they've gone away from the cable systems. They're using a cell phone, and it's all ages. It's, you know, I have people that are in their 90s that have cell phones that have given up their traditional phone line. They like, some folks really like the technology. So yeah, so that's one of the latest things is the fact that we do not have to rely on that landline. And so cellular products are out there that can be cellular at home or cellular on the road. It is pretty cool.
So tell me about LiveSafe. What does this do for you if someone hears this and they think that they would like to have this just to be a little bit safer? What are the things that you can do for someone? And if they only have a cell phone, they can still get it if there's just a cell phone.
Right. So the things I like about LiveSafe, I've been working with this service for a long time. And the things I like about it is that we do work with a vendor that handles the call centers and all of that. They have the expertise in handling those. They have the ability, multiple locations, so that if there's a storm in one side of the United States, it's they can switch over and go to the other. So their response centers are really very up to date with the best technology. And so I like the fact that we work with a vendor that I work with closely, but the best part about this is that we're local. So even though the call answering is done out of state, we're local vetted Northern Light Health employees. So we are, especially during this time, during the pandemic, we have the PPE, we've been trained as far as going in around, you know, trying to not spread COVID. We've all been vaccinated and boosted. And so, you know, for going into someone's house and helping them set up this service, we're that local, friendly, vetted Northern Light Health employee. We have drop-off sites, we're statewide. So all those things, we do the maintenance of the equipment. So if something breaks, they don't own it, they just have to call me and I swap it out. So it works really well. I think that's the biggest thing about the program that I like. And I think that's even more important today when we're dealing with all these cellular products, because we go in and it's really important about cellular, as we know with our phones, that sometimes we'll have a drop call. And so that is something that can happen with these products as well. So when you first get them, it's really important to test and see how many bars you have and things like that around the cellular products.
So that's great. So you serve, as you said, statewide, you can use this with a cell phone. And you're not, if someone called and wanted to get one, there, it's not going to show up in a box with some directions. You're going to be right there installing it for them. So that's a really great feature. And even though the call center is out of state, it's not out of the country. So you know you are going to get someone that you will understand or is actually a part of Northern Light. So that's really terrific as well.
Yeah, so the call center employees are all vetted and go through rigorous training as well. And the thing is, though, because even in Maine, we're getting diversified, and we have a lot of folks here in Maine that might not, English is not their primary language. One of the things in our database is that we can select the primary language so that when someone is calling for help, on the call center side, that's one of the indicators looking for potentially a dual speaking operator that might be able to help them. So in that time when you're at your highest sense of urgency because you've fallen or you're having a heart attack, boy, it's really nice if someone can come on the line and actually speak your language. So that is one of those things that is kind of a nice to have. If we can supply it. So we do know those. I mean, the majority of our clients here in Maine probably do speak English or a portion, but we do, you know, it is something that's changing.
That is, it is. And it's a great service. And I love accents, all accents. I think they're fascinating. But when you're in a panic situation or you're having trouble hearing, if you have some hearing loss, you want someone to be really, really clear. Right. I called someone the other day and they had a very strong Southern accent. And I thought, your accent is so charming, but I have no idea what you're saying. So you have the traditional help button, but let's start with, let's say someone sets this all up. They don't really know what happens. When they press the button, what happens? I have visions of people thinking that the minute they press that button, there's going to be sirens and ambulances and fire trucks. What happens when they press the button?
So our service, where we do work with the call center, versus some buttons are just 911 and it goes to 911. They have no idea who you are or where you're at. But ours actually is connected to a call center and a database. When somebody comes on board with us, we take a bunch of information from them and it's stored in the database, a secure database that gives some information about the person, where they live, their date of birth, maybe some allergies, some health conditions. If there's a key hidden so that EMS is not taking a door down. So all that, I know, and that's really important.
That's reality, right?
Yeah. You know, we live in Maine and I tell people if you're going to hide a key, you know, above snow level, we don't need EMS out there digging. We have this information in the database for them and they have an account that's unique to them, with the equipment that we're installing or installed and their, phone numbers. So when someone needs help, they push the button, it activates either whatever type of unit it is. It will say the call's in progress, which means it's using a phone line. It really is using, whether it's your, the cell phone number that's connected with the actual device, if it's a cellular product, or the landline, and it's actually calling the call center. Once it's hit the call center, it says call is connected, and what it will do is look for an open representative. And at that point, the representative identifies themselves, comes through the speaker or through the device, and will identify themselves and say, "Hi, Carol Higgins, this is Cindy with Live Safe. Do you need help?" And at that point, we're going to listen. We want to hear what the client has to say. You know, are they doing a monthly test, which we encourage each month, or is it that they've fallen, or, you know, what's going on? So a lot of times people will get all worried if they have a hearing problem. And I will say, it's really rules of conversation. You know, so this person, you've called them, they've said hello, basically, you know, how can I help you? And then it's your turn. Like, you've heard speaking, you might not understand it, but that's what they're always saying is, do you need help? And at that point, it's the client's responsibility to say what's going on. I've fallen, I don't feel good, whatever it is, there's a someone is out in my yard and I don't know who they are. Can you call the police? And then from there, we go back and forth. So if we can establish communication with the client, we're going to do whatever they say. If we can establish communication, so they're not responding back to us, we're going to try to call them on their home phone. We're going to try to call them on their cell phones to rule out an oops. And so if someone's answering the phone, we're going to just say, hi, this is Cindy from LiveSafe. We received a trigger from you. Do you need help? And so from there, we'll go and again, do whatever they say. If we're not able to establish communication, then we go to the people they've designated as responders. If they have some, we give them a call to see if they can do a quick check on the client to rule out enough to see what's going on. If they can't, or we can't get a hold of somebody, we then are going to go to the local authorities for that particular town and send someone over to take a quick peek to see what's going on. So we always err in on the side of caution for people if we're not able to communicate with them. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. That is very cool. So if you press that button, you're not automatically going to have the fire department and the ambulance come. There's several layers. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will discuss some of the other products that you have because they're pretty exciting and new. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Much more to come with Cindy Smith and LiveSafe. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, Cindy Smith, discussing LiveSafe Emergency Response Service. Cindy, the phone number, I got that during the break, 1-877-880-7677. I will give this again if you want to run and get a pencil. 1-877, toll free, 1-877-880-7677. That's the 800 number that will take you to LiveSafe. So these LiveSafe has changed a lot, as we've discussed, and it can do a lot more things than it used to be able to do when it first started. And the buttons, I want to get this out there too. The buttons are small. My mother has one. And honestly, the bracelet one is about the size of a 50-cent piece. They're not those big, huge ones that people used to wear around their necks that were heavy and nobody would even know that you're wearing this. But there are other products you have as well. We have the traditional button that we talked about, but there's also a fall detection help button. How does that work?
Yeah, so we have a fall detection button that basically they are only worn as a pendant because something on the wrist, your arms are moving, et cetera, and they would go off. They have an algorithm built into them. So basically it gets used to what your height and activity is. So it allows you to bend over and pick something up and come back up. So you're going down, you're not going really fast, and then you're coming back up. So it's watching those movements. So with a fall, it's a little bit different because that speed and velocity and the change in of your height happens so rapidly that the button picks up on that. And so what it will do is it will allow someone about 30 to 40 seconds to upright their core. So it's not like you have to get all the way up, but you have to bring your core back up so that the piece is kind of centered again to stop the fall detection from working. So if someone goes down and they don't upright themselves, it's going to send the signal to the unit automatically and start the process. And on our side, we can tell the difference between did someone push a regular button, did someone is it because of a fall that it's has been triggered, or if it's the base unit that's one of those styles being used. So that gives a little bit of information to our call center representative before they even get on the phone. So if they see that there's a fall that's occurred and someone's not responding, they are very capable of putting two and two together that someone's probably unconscious.
If someone has the fall detection help button, do they need the traditional LiveSafe button too, or can they get the same service when in one button?
Yeah, it's all in one button. So you have fall detection. If you need help, I tell people, if you're able, push your button. If you fall and you need help, push it. Sometimes they can be a little bit I call it the slippery slide. So when someone slides out of bed, it might not be enough of a velocity to have that button go off to trigger the fall. but it's still nonetheless a fall. So don't wait around to see, geez, is my fall button going to go off? Push it, you know? So, but anywho, yeah, so they're pretty neat. I like them. They're water resistant, so people can wear in the tub and the shower. All our buttons are water resistant because we know people slip and fall in the tub. But yeah, fall detections is great, especially if you have a family member who has had a regular button and something's happened and they didn't push their button, you know, the next step is to go to a fall detection. If people want to be independent in their home and safe, and if they forgot that they had their button, definitely fall detection is the next step.
That is a great service because some people are reluctant to press the buttons, and we will get into that. But I wanted to talk about mobile GPS systems. So this used to be, and maybe it still is, that you had 500 feet or so to the span of how far away you had to be from your base unit. So how does the mobile GPS system work?
Right. So our at-home units are about 500 to 600 feet for a button that the person wears to trigger the system. So the mobile units are pretty cool because everything is contained within that unit. So when they push it, the biggest thing is that we get the cellular connectivity. I have to have 2 bars or greater for us to leave it. The liability is very great with these products. And so that's Northern Light standard, is that we want 2 bars or greater, or I won't leave it. And a little bit about the carriers. There are only 2 carriers that are working in the mobile products. AT&T was the first one to start out on this venture, working with manufacturers to create mobile buttons. And then Verizon's in the game as well, which has been really great for Maine because AT&T comes in at the other end of the state pretty well, but as we move north, it's not so great. And so Verizon works. So the idea behind these products is that you have it in your home, but if you're walking out, taking the dog for a walk, or if you're out driving, or you go to camp or to the cottage, that you have your button, not just in your home, but wherever you go. So it's really, so that way it's, you know, it's great use of the product. GPS, some of the products have GPS, means that that if you push that button, it's connected to the global positioning satellites. And so it allows the operators to know exactly where you are. So the data base might say that you live at 120 Main Street in Bangor, but the reality where you are pushing your button is, you know, out in Bar Harbor. So they would send EMS to the correct place. Not all mobile products have GPS in them. Some of them use triangular identification, which is similar to the 911 systems. How you really can tell is how often you have to charge your unit. If you only have to charge your unit a couple of times a month, most likely that is one that's using a triangular mode of them identifying where you are. If you have a GPS unit, it uses a lot of power, and those units need to be charged daily. So that's the biggest thing between the two of them.
So if you are forgetful about charging your cell phone, that may not be the best one. We are going to go to break. The phone number again is 1-877-880-7677. 877-880-7677. We'll be right back with Cindy Smith. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. Cindy Smith from Live Safe Emergency Response Service. There are some people who are resistant to getting an emergency response button. I mean, some seniors are resistant to anything like that, hearing aids, canes, walkers. And I surmise because it makes them feel like they're getting older and they're in a little bit in denial. But what are you hearing about some of the stigma that goes along with getting something like this? And let's just say this, it's a tool. It doesn't mean you're frail, doesn't mean you're old, doesn't mean that you're incompetent. It's just a tool, like glasses or your car gets you from one place to another. Everything is a tool to help us live a better life. But that said, what are you hearing and how do you fix it when someone should have it, but flat out does not want it?
Well, I think that I always look at this as someone being proactive about their care. you know, we have insurance, you go to the doctors, you do the other things that that are in your best interest of your health. And I think the goal is to be independent in our homes as long as possible. We don't want to be a burden to our family. And we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And so I think medical emergency response systems, medical alarms are great to help support that independence. So as far as I'm concerned, I just know the difference. I've seen the difference of people who have them, have an event happen, they push their button and it's resolved. Every time that someone pushes their button, I think sometimes people are afraid that they're going to have to go to the hospital. And that's not always true. You know, if someone falls or doesn't feel good or an event happens, it's better to get assistance sooner than to wait and see how I feel, you know. So we all know that if you're having a heart attack, if you're having a stroke, you want to get assistance as soon as possible. So we know there are protocols that really do make a difference in the outcomes. If you've fallen, just because you've gone down does not mean that you need to go to the hospital. It means that you need to have help up. You know, I think the EMS folks, your family, will make sure you're okay, but you only will be transported is if you say you want to be transported and or if you need to be transported. So I think that's some of the stigmatism about buttons is they don't like hospitals and they don't want to go to the hospital. So they're not going to push it anyways. But
it's true. They never want to go to the hospital and it's not an automatic. You have to agree to go.
Right. So I think people have a misunderstanding about that. I think they are afraid about, will I be billed? You know, if the ambulance comes and but I look at it as if you go down, can you get yourself back up? You know, if you've fallen and you kind of have a little bit of a history of falling, maybe it's time for a med alert, a button.
And no one's keeping track. So no one is keeping a spreadsheet of how many times you've pressed the button. So that might equal that you're too frail to live alone. No one's doing any of that. This really is a mechanism to keep you more independent because you have another set of eyes who are helping you out. Cindy, we're almost out of time. The base price is $32 and it goes up from there depending on what you you get.
Right. 30 to 40, I would say.
30 to 40. So at $1 a day helps you with the safety. 1-877-880-7677. Live Safe Emergency Response Service. Cindy Smith, thank you so much for being here. You're a wealth of knowledge. I hope you'll come back soon and discuss more products. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk.